91X News.
It's 24 degrees and sunny at noon. I'm Taylor Rankema. Police were called to Zion Road last night for a reported break and enter yesterday. Unknown suspects forced entry into the house sometime between 8 in the morning and 4 in the afternoon. Reportedly stolen were some tools and a coin set. Early this morning, police received a complaint that a man had been assaulted. They found that the male victim was confronted on College Street East near the train station just after midnight by three teenagers. One of the males pointed a handgun at the victim and demanded his bicycle. A struggle ensued with the other males, and the victim was kicked repeatedly in the head and neck. The trio fled the scene empty-handed and got into a black Ford Mustang with a white stripe down the middle of the car. Yesterday afternoon, police were called to the train station in response to a stolen van. The van had been in the parking lot of the train station since Tuesday morning. It's being described as a white 1999 Chevy Express van. The license plate is BBWM771. And police were called to a Thurlow Ward residence in relations to a threats call last night. A 35-year-old Tyendinaga Township man was arrested and held for a bail hearing. He's been charged with uttering death threats and three counts of breach of probation. Quinte Conservation has been getting complaints lately of garbage being left in and around the water. The spot is popular for fishing, but General Manager Terry Murphy says people are being downright disrespectful and there are consequences for littering.
Well, if they're not caught, it can kill wildlife and makes the area look terrible. If they are caught, they can be charged for trespassing.
Murphy said the area is mostly used for picnics, but they had to remove their garbage bins because people were misusing them.
People were bringing their garbage from home and leaving it piled up beside the garbage cans. So we have signs up asking people to take their garbage with them.
Murphy says if the littering continues, they may be forced to close the area to the public for fishing. 80 firefighters and an incident management team are arriving today in Northern Ontario to help battle forest fires. Water bombers from Newfoundland and Manitoba are already assisting in Ontario's firefighting efforts. As of yesterday, there were 42 active fires in the province and nearly 29,000 hectares were burning. A fire burning just 3 kilometers from Kirkland Lake has the town's 9,000 residents on an evacuation alert. About 300 people from nearby communities have already been evacuated. And pressure is mounting on the federal government to act quickly to end a strike by thousands of Canadian Pacific Railway workers. Alan Black has more.
Labour Minister Lisa Raitt says she is prepared to table a back-to-work bill if CP Rail and Teamsters Canada can't reach a deal, saying a long strike could cost the economy about $500 million a week. The strike began yesterday, stopping all CP freight trains across the country. Kevin Bender, the head of the Western Wheat Growers Association, says farmers aren't the only ones affected by the strike.
It's a lot of the industry that suffers when they go on strike. So we're really dependent on it. We're held captive by the railway.
With the strike now underway, CP Rail says it doesn't need all of its workers and has sent layoff notices to more than 2,000 employees. Alan Black, The Canadian Press, Toronto.
Police in Montreal made over 400 arrests in the latest nightly student protest against Quebec plans to boost tuition fees. Thousands of students and supporters have taken to the streets every night for the past month in their ongoing show of opposition to the fee hikes. They're also angry over a recent law that puts restrictions on mass rallies. And the rules around who collects employment insurance and how are about to change. Terry Pedwell has more.
Human Resources Minister Dianne Findlay is set to announce details this morning that will alter the landscape for those collecting EI. Sources say the package may provide for a gradual reduction of benefits for frequent applicants, a measure that would hurt people relying on seasonal employment. The package of reforms, which sources say has remained in flux almost up to today's release, is meant to be a flexible approach to tighten up employment insurance that takes regional circumstances into account, but at the same time narrows the definition of what constitutes suitable work and a reasonable job offer for EI claimants to accept. Terry Pedro, The Canadian Press, Ottawa.
A UN-appointed panel of human rights experts say it has documented cases of unlawful killings, torture, and abuse by Syrian government forces and anti-government armed groups. The members of the Independent International Commission of Inquiry on Syria said in a report Thursday that ever since March, the Syrian government forces have killed people unlawfully during anti-government demonstrations. They also say that anti-government armed groups have also killed army and security forces and suspected informants that they have captured. And there may be smoke-free bars, parks, and even college campuses, but what about a smoke-free country? New Zealand's government squeezed smokers more than ever today by announcing a 40% hike in tobacco taxes over the next 4 years. That will jack up the price of a pack of cigarettes to about $15 US. That's 91X News to 1206 Sports and Weather are next.
At State Farm, we believe great insurance comes from the simplest ideas. Like, you call, we answer. It works like this. Say your house is broken into. First, you call your State Farm agent. Then, they pick up. Next, you try to recover from the fact that an actual human being answered. And finally, your agent takes care of things so you don't have to. Yes, it's that simple. After all, isn't a stranger using your house as their personal shopping mall bad enough?
In Quinte West, call State Farm Insurance Agent Carrie Webb at 392-3384.
Good afternoon, I'm Taylor Rankema with 91X Sports. High school track and field continues today at Mary Ann Sills Park. 91X reporter Mark Venema is there.
It's a beautiful day here at Mary Ann Sills Park. There are over 800 athletes from 32 schools that are competing at the CASA Track and Field Championships. Things got underway this morning at about 9:30. They're expected to continue until 6:30 this evening. Athletes who finish in the top five today will then move on to the East Region Finals next Thursday in Brockville. Top athletes from there will then move on to OFSA, which is also hosted in Brockville. Athletes here today are drinking lots of fluids and slapping on lots of sunscreen as the sun beats down on the track.
And in boys rugby action, the Centennial Chargers swept both junior and senior rugby championship matches. The seniors defeated the Trenton Trojans by a score of 15-0. The juniors had a closer game with a final score of 12-10 over Bayside Secondary. In senior consolation action, Quinte Secondary topped Moira Secondary 31-15. And in junior consolation, Quinte beat Moira 20-12. In the NHL, the New Jersey Devils escaped with a 5-3 victory over the Rangers in Game 5 of the Eastern Conference Final. The Devils got goals from Steven Gionta, Patrick Eliash, and Travis Zajac in the first 10 minutes of the game, but the Rangers regrouped with a goal in each period to tie it at 3. New Jersey's Ryan Carter scored with under 5 minutes to go in the third to seal the win for the Devils. Zach Parise added an empty netter in the final minute. And Martin Brodeur stopped 25 shots between the pipes for the Devils, who can close out the series in Game 6 tomorrow. Vancouver Canucks have signed head coach Alain Vigneault to a 2-year contract extension. Vigneault says his return for a 7th season demonstrates stability that players need to succeed.
Players understand that ownership, management, and coaches are all working together for the same common goal, and they see that in stability with management and coaches. Then they buy into where we're trying to go.
Vancouver lost in 7 games to the Boston Bruins in last season's Stanley Cup final, but they were bounced in the first round this spring by L.A. And there's going to be a Game 7 in the NBA Eastern Conference semifinal between Boston and Philadelphia. The 76ers made sure of that with an 82-75 victory at home over the Celtics last night. That knots the series at 3 games apiece. Game 7 goes Saturday night in Boston, but Celtics coach Doc Rivers says that playing Game 7 at home does not mean an automatic victory.
Game 7s are what they are. It's nice to have it at home, but you got to go get it still. You know, at the end of the day, you got to go play. You can't just rely on we're at home. I do like that we have an extra day. I think that helps us a little bit.
Jrue Holiday led the Sixers with 20 points. Paul Pierce led all scorers with 24 for the Celtics. Remember to send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Looking at the forecast for today, sunny. A few clouds this afternoon, but a high of 27 degrees. For tonight, a little bit of cloud rolling in, but a high of 20. For Friday, cloudy with a high of 27. And for the weekend, sunny on Saturday with a high of 25. And a few showers expected on Sunday with a high of 20. At 1210, it's 24 degrees. 91X News is on the air and online. Check out 91X.fm to listen live. I'm Taylor Rankema.
91X is CJLX, 91.3 FM, Belleville. And the home of the TGIF All Request Friday. Friday nights at 7 on Quinte's New Rock Source, 91X.